Hi, I'm a foreign journalist. What makes you sad in Pakistan?
Ji, main bahut khush hoon Pakistan mein.
I see. But you must be very poor.
Nahi ji, main bank mein kaam karta hoon. Achhi naukri hai.
Okay, but it must be hard to get a promotion.
Nahi ji, meri to kal promotion hui hai.
That's the Pakistani doctor and comedian Danish Ali taking a stand against how developing countries are portrayed by the West. Yep, even when good things are happening and progress is being made, Danish says that it's only the misery and the hardship that make it onto our TV screens. His video, How Photographers Find Sad Photos in Developing Countries, has attracted international attention. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So how wrong do we get it in the West?
Well, I'm definitely not sad. I would say quite a bit. This was something very close to me as well because I travel a lot abroad. And every time I'm there, I'm never just a regular person. There's always that badge you have to wear. And I don't blame people in the West for that. It's just that, you know, all the 99% of the reporting you guys get is representative of 1% of the population. So there's a lot of bankers, lawyers, doctors, plumbers, construction workers, comedians like me that just never get airtime.
Should they get airtime? Why is it important that people like you, comedians, and as you say, construction workers, why do they need airtime? Why is that important?
Because so far what's happened is there's been a very ratings-based, very heavily lobbied, media-based a biased representation of all these countries. And that's caused a lot of fear in people in the West for all these developing countries. But it's not just Pakistan where I'm from. I feel it's every developing country. For example, the only thing I know about Somalia is pirates. But I doubt that if I meet a Somalis abroad, that he will be a pirate. But unfortunately, that's all you hear from Somalia. From Pakistan, it's the same. You do not hear from regular people doing regular things. I mean, I don't think there'll be a lot of high ratings for just some dude eating ice cream. But the sad truth is that is 99% of the population just doing regular things, mowing their lawns, they're nice people, hanging out with friends. That will never make it to the air.
So you wanted to send up this representation of your people by doing this video, and it's very funny. Talk us through it. It's called How Photographers Find Sad Photos in Developing Countries, mocking the very photojournalists and journalists that turn up to countries like yours to do this. What were you trying to do by making that video?
Well, I mean, you know, recently in Pakistan, you know, there's a couple of photographers taking really good photos. Some of them were doing really well, but, you know, just generally, we were like, man, this is such a downer. Like, this is so sad. Is Pakistan this sad? And so we thought this was kind of funny. And we were like, you know, where do they even find these sad photos? So we were like, you know, they could probably find like a successful banker and just off screen, just punch him in the gut. And then boom, snap time, you know. So we thought that was kind of funny. And so we just went along those lines and made a video.
Is this just something that happens to countries that are, you know, associated with war or poverty or developing countries, as you just named it? Or is it a stereotype that goes on beyond? I mean, what do you know about Australia, for instance?
Yeah, well, the same problem is there. Like, I'm talking to you the whole while. The only thing I can think of is Crocodile Dundee, or just, have you ever wrestled a crocodile?
Well,
just,
I'm obsessed with crocodiles, actually, although I don't have one in the studio with me right now.
I'm pretty sure you're wrestling one right now.
I might not survive this interview. So it's about stereotypes then, right?
So yeah, yes, and unfortunately, that's all we know about Australia. I mean, but that's still, you're still lucky that you're still associated, well, either with crocodile hunting, or if I feel like just calling you Sheila right now a little bit, or those kind of things, that's what's come to Pakistan. But you're lucky that that's the association we have. That's still not a really horrible stereotype. Unfortunately, for places like ours, where there are explosions, there is violence, it's not all that there is, but that's very spicy. That's what news channels make money off of. And so that's very dangerous.
Danish, let me play devil's advocate for a minute.
Yeah,
given there's only so much time we can hear news from every single country in the world, I mean, that's a reality. Ultimately, isn't it important then that we find out in countries like mine about the really horrible things that happen and the areas where people are really oppressed and are suffering? Isn't that more important than anything else?
I'm not saying at all that those things should not be reported, because once you report on strife and things like that, you can go about fixing those problems. So it's a good thing. What I'm trying to focus on is the balance, which is completely off.
So Danish, let's correct some of the misconceptions then. If there was one thing about Pakistan you could show the developed world, the so-called developed world, what would it be?
Probably naan, which is like a kind of bread. There's probably like how you have in France, there's a boulangerie in every street. We have like this small fire pit where naan is made every evening. And we will wrap up anything in naan and eat it. And I've had naan abroad. It's not the same.
Look, hang on a minute. We've got a lot of Pakistanis and a lot of Indians in Australia. And are you saying that the naan that they're offering us is not of the same quality as your naan?
No, you're being sold a scam. It's not the same. I'm sorry for my Pakistani friends there, but I just doubt you could recreate that kind of fire pit with those conditions, that kind of flour. I just don't see it. Maybe we just need to make naan more interesting. Maybe.
No, you couldn't make it any more interesting. It's already very interesting and very delicious. And I'm going to have some tonight. Thank you, Danish.
Fantastic.
That's Pakistani doctor and comedian Danish Ali. He was speaking to us via Skype. We'll put a link to his video, How Photographers Find Sad Photos in Developing Countries, on the RN Drive homepage. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis with you till 7:30 tonight.